This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Valla. 80% of Coloradans eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine have received at least one dose by now. Here's CPR's Allison Borden.
The state health department has updated its numbers to include more data from federal agencies. The CDC was counting shots given by the Bureau of Prisons and the Department of Defense by where those shots were administered, not the location where those recipients live. That change affected some state and county level numbers and boosted Colorado's vaccination rate a bit. Still, about 28% of kids ages 5 to 11 have been fully vaccinated, and that's the lowest rate of any age group in the state. I'm Allison Borden, CPR News.
The man who killed five people during a December shooting spree across Metro Denver had a history of threatening coworkers. According to court documents, he once pointed a gun at a coworker in 2012. He was arrested and pleaded guilty to felony menacing. Law enforcement has confirmed they were aware of the case before the mass shooting last month. And soldiers from Fort Carson are preparing for possible deployment if Russia invades Ukraine. The Pentagon says it's lining up units from bases from across the country, including medical and aviation support, as well as combat formations. The troops are part of a broader NATO response force, but the Pentagon says the alert does not mean the units have been fully activated. Sunny skies over Denver today, highs near 60. This is CPR News.